Anytime you ever come across a halachic principle, it pays to ask yourself, what's the definition of this principle? How do you give me a clear, crisp definition? Rav Parnas would always point out, the greatest lamdan in the world is a dictionary, so if you can use a good English phraseology, or even Hebrew, the point is it has to be a clear, understandable, usable definition. So, for example, when you get to the sugya, mitzvah bavera, mesachas sukkah, and daf, lamed, the Gemara there explains the Mishnah. The Gemara there, in the beginning of the third paragraph, says a lulav hagazel and a yavish is both possible. The Gemara says, I understand why a lulav hayavish is possible, because you need hadar, that's all 7 days. Why is lulav hagazel no good? I even understand the first day it's no good, because you need lochem, but days 2 through 7, a shoel is good, so why is the first day, 2 through 7, a gazel no good? The Gemara says, that's the principle called mitzvah ba'avera. And therefore, although you can use it in one particular context, you don't really know what it is. Now, I don't think we have enough information to define it just yet. So let's start off with looking into the Rishonim and seeing how they understand it so we can use our definitions. Tosfos, I think it's on Lamed or Lamed Aleph, wants to know why an Ir Hanidachas or a Shera Demosha, which are both puzzle, but are not puzzle for mitzvah, but they're puzzle for a different reason. They're puzzle because of ksuse mechtach yurei. There's also a question how you define that. Right now, I'll stick with the simple definition, which is Rashi's definition. Omei lisarif is kisarif dami. If something is bound to be burnt, it has the halachic status right now as if it's already burnt, and therefore it's lacking a shiur. In other words, because it's going to be burnt, we assume right now it lacks a certain sense of chashivas represented by shiur. It's only the sarf kisarf dami. That definition I gave you a half-baked definition on. I didn't do a good enough job. But meanwhile, ksuse mechtat shir satosfo says, why is he a lulav shalir hanidachas? And why is a lulav shel asherah demoshe? Like a vodazara type, particularly type of vodazara. Why are they possible because of ksuse mechtat shiure? Shouldn't they be possible because of what? Because of mitzvah ba'aveira. So Tosfos says, no, you can draw a distinction. What's Tosfos' distinction? The Aveira, in other words, the mitzvah of Lulav is machmas the Aveira of Gezela. Mash ein kein by the Lulav Shalir and Idach Shal Shair the Moshe. The Lulav Hagazel is different. Why? Because you could not have fulfilled the mitzvah without stealing it. The mitzvah is machmas di avera. And therefore, what's the definition, according to Tosfos, what's the definition of mitzvah ba avera? An avera which facilitates the mitzvah. An avera which enables the mitzvah. Now I want to know, if I want to apply it, look around. If the avera facilitates the mitzvah, it's a problem. The Avera does not facilitate the mitzvah. It's good. However, if you look in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah, it's right there in the back of the Gemara, in the third paragraph of Masechet Sukkah. The Rambam has a fascinating girsa, based on other girsos, presumably. Tosfos himself rejects these other girsos, but the Rambam presumably had them. Lulav hagazel v'hayavesh v'shel yerhanidachas v'shel asherah demoshe is possible because of mitzvah ba'aveira. What's the first obvious conclusion you should draw? Well, a simple one. There's a machlokas. Why does the Rambam think that shel asherah and shel yerhanidachas are possible? The answer is because of mitzvah ba'aveira. So right away you have to ask a great question. What's the nekudas ha-machlokas? What's behind this machlokas? How'd you be masber this machlokas? The Rambam's clearly cholik. But he's not just cholik. What is he cholik on? Exactly. He's cholik on the principle, the definition of mitzvah ba'aveira. According to the Rambam, mitzvah ba'aveira applies to even things that are not machmasi aveira. The definition of mitzvah ba'aveira is something else. I have to figure out what. But it's above and beyond the facilitating element. According to Tosfos, the definition of mitzvah ba'aveira is an aveira which facilitates the mitzvah. According to Ram, there's an entirely different definition. We don't yet know what it is, so we'll continue learning. Unless someone wants to throw out a potential definition. Any suggestions? We got Ezra? No. We got Noah?
Anything which you're using which has an Avera associated?
Yeah, certain, I would say very, very nice. If the Avera was done to this particular object, now the object is unfit for a mitzvah. The way you say it as a brisker laman, it's a psal chefza. In other words, the chefza itself is pogum. The chefza itself is damaged. It's mos. It's disgusting. It's contaminated with iser. And as long as now you have a chefza which is contaminated with iser, you cannot use it for a mitzvah. What about lulav hagazel? Yeah. What about lulav shel ashera? Yeah. What about shul yerni dachas? Yeah. I may have made a mistake and said lulav hayavish is also mitzvah b'aver when I was saying it. If I did, I didn't mean that. I apologize. I should have corrected myself earlier. I didn't catch it until now. But the Rambam in the Pishmash gives you three examples, not just one. Seemingly, the Rambam believes it's a psul mechafta. If this is correct, I have a really great little machlokas how to define mitzvah b'aver. Is it a psul in the process, or is it a psul mechafta? Psul in the process means, I'm not yotze because the mitzvah I did was facilitated by the aver. According to the Rambam, if the aver was done to this chefza, the chefza is no longer fit. It's unfit for the mitzvah. Let's talk about a few potential nafkaminas. Interestingly, there's a Yerushalmi that says if a person steals a shofar, they're yotze. They are yotze. And that's in the Rambam Paskins, and that's in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Hilchos Shofar as well. However, the Ran and the Ritzvah, both in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, as well as I believe the words that Ruach wrote about the Hagos Ashri, believe no, a mitzvah b'avera applies to a shofar just like it applies to a lulav. They reject the Yerushalmi. They think the Bavli is cholek on the Yerushalmi. We have a machlokas harishonim over here. What's the story by a stolen shofar? New Rabbi said, what question would you ask if you came across a machlokas? What's behind give away a little bit. Finish it up. Yeah, what's behind this machlokas? The Rambam versus the Ran. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch versus the Ran and the Ritz. What's behind this machlokas? Should a stolen shofar be good or not? Now, by the way, before I even get into tying it back, methodologically is a great move to make, which is what? That's going to be, okay, good. Let's start off with your point. Jason's point is, who makes more sense to me?
The Ran
and Ritzvah, because if a lulav is stolen and it's possible, so too what? A shofar should be stolen and possible as well. And therefore the question is, okay, back to the Rambam. What's he going to have to do? He's going to have to mechalek between what? A shofar and a lulav. Okay, we'll stick with that for a second. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, he's definitely mechalek, and you can even see from his words he's got something going on in mind. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Paragimo Halacha Beis. Nope. Parag Aleph Halacha Gimel. That's what I thought it was. I just read my notes and misread my notes. Parag Aleph Halacha Gimel. Shofar Hagazel Shetakabo Yatza. Shein Hamitzel B'Shmiyas Hakol. How does the Rambam seem to distinguish between shofar versus lulav? That's true. That's true, but you're like giving a mashal opposed to saying it directly. What? Correct. According to the Rambam, what is the mitzvah of shofar? Probably hearing it. He says that a few times. Therefore, according to the Rambam, what's the chefza mitzvah? The call. And can you steal a call? No. And therefore, there is no mitzvah b'aver. There really are two major assumptions, but the first one really has like an A and B. Assumption number one is that the mitzvah of shofar is what? Hearing the call. And there's like an A and B there. A, it's the shmia, and therefore the chefza is the call. But let's work with that. Number one is the mitzvah is, the chefza mitzvah is the kol. And number two is, Mitzvah bar avera isn't shayach when you cannot directly steal that colt. Now, if I was the Ritva or the Ran or whoever wants to be cholek, I can disagree on either one of those two assumptions. Either I can say what? The mitzvah of shofar is not shmia, but rather tekiya. The chefta mitzvah is not the kol, but rather the shofar. And you stole the shofar. If that's true, you agree with the definition of mitzvah baba aver, you just disagree with the definition of shofar, the chefta mitzvah of shofar. That's a really cool machlokas, not my topic. But I'll show it to you one small quick nafkamina. Ken a medaber ve'enu shomeya. Blow shofar for a regular pikeach. Let's say, in other words, you're not a real cherish. Cherish is ainu medaber ve'enu shomeya. You can't talk, you can't understand. You can't talk, you can't hear. Let's say you can talk, but you cannot hear. Are you chayv in mitzvahs? Yes. Are you chayv in shofar? Machlok is 2 days in the Meiri. Could you be motzi someone? Machlok is 2 days in the Meiri. Why? If the mitzvah is hearing, are you chayv to hear?
Yeah,
but
you can't
motzi someone. Oh, maybe one would argue. Let's say, and since he's not chayiv, because he can't hear his butter, he can't do it. But if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of tekiya, then what? He should be chayiv, because he's not a chayrish, and therefore what? And therefore, maybe that's totally in this other chakira as to whether or not the mitzvah is shmir or tekiya. If you look in the Rav Michal Shurkin Sefer Harei Kadem, he writes up there of a salvagic thought, or at least suggested at one point in time, that this was an Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Ritva versus the Rambam. He has a Lashitasa from somewhere else. Perhaps. There are Lashonas, Dukim in the Ritva that indicate otherwise. However, our discussion, we'd want to look at a different issue, which is not about the nature of Shofar, but the nature of, and how would you be Mazmus Machlokas? What would you want to say, Noah?
I was going to say that it seems weird for Rambam based on what we've seen before.
Okay, so let me tell you, so I understand your question. Let's have someone say it over. What is the pshat? What's my machlokes? The Ram versus Tosfos? Let's just say the Ritva versus Tosfos. So if you believe that mitzvah baba avera means that the mitzvah is facilitated by the avera enables the mitzvah. Could I have fulfilled the mitzvah by without stealing it? No. Who cares if the chefza is the kol or if the chefza is the shofar? Argues Tosfos and presumably those who would follow in line, maybe the Ritva, maybe the Ram. However, if I believe the mitzvah is the chefza, if mitzvah by Bavir is the psal chefza, that the chefza is tainted with Isser, what is tainted with Isser? Only the shofar, but the kol is the mitzvah, which is not tainted just because it comes from the shofar. Yin ein b'kol din gezel. And therefore, the cheftz is not a problem. It's totally fine. He may explain one more lashon to the Rambam, because the Rambam says, shofar gav, we should talk about yatsa. She'ein b'mitzvah el b'shmiyas ha'kol. Perfect. Afa b'shalo naga b'avlo hikbiya shamea yatsa. You don't have to touch the shofar. You want to know why? Because the shofar is not the cheftzah. He cannot fulfill the mitzvah of lulav without touching a lulav. The mitzvah is ein b'kol shmiya, ein b'kol din gezel, and that's the Rambam l'shitas. And that would be this machlokas as well, the Rambam versus the Ritva. Not like the Rav understood the way that Rav Michal Shurkin writes it up, but rather a different way. If I'm not mistaken, it's written up in the Sefer Shalmei Nissen by Rav Nissen Kaplan. He used to be one of the Magid Yeshiva of the Mir. I think he just left and opened up his own yeshiva.
I think he said
the Shtickel Torah in the Sefer Shabbos, the 12th or 13th parak. I forgot already. I think he has a whole sefer on 4 Daf Gemara. A whole sefer, 200 pages of sefer. No. Anyhow, okay, fine. He writes it up on Shabbos. I think on Daf Kuf Hamid Beis, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's parak Oreg, the 13th parak. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi, a third Daf Gemara. Yeah, we're good. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi that says Masechet Shabbos on Daf and Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel that says Kriyas Ha'avel. In other words, an Avel who loses a relative chayiv to rent Kriya, to tear Kriya. If you do it on Shabbos, it's Aser. But there is a Kiyum Mitzvah of Kriya. Kriya, which is very surprising. So Frek the Gemara in the Yerushalmi Akasha, what question does the Yerushalmi ask? Why should you be yotzei the mitzvah of renting Kriya? It should be a problem of mitzvah b'avera. Then Yerushalmi gives an answer, and it's not so clear what the answer is. The Yerushalmi says there's no gufa isser. What does no gufa isser mean? So there's two possibilities what it means. If anyone's interested, Rav Nissen Kaplan writes this up as well, and it's also written up in the footnote of the Rajba, whoever wrote it, the Musar of Cook, the footnote of the Rajba has it on Daf Kofei as well. Two possibilities how to understand Yerushalmi. What do you mean there's no gufa isser? Number one is there is no chefza de mitzvah. There is no chefza infused with Avera. Or number two is the Avera doesn't facilitate the mitzvah. Either there's no chefza de mitzvah infused with isser, or the Avera doesn't facilitate the mitzvah. Essentially, our two svaras. Then the Yerushalmi then says, one who carries matzah and Rishos HaYachid from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid, lo yatsa. If you take matzah from inside, you bring it outside to Rishos HaRabim, and you eat it, says Yerushalmi, lo yatsa. Says the Ramban, when he quotes Sandaf Kofei, Kipshuta, lo yatsa. Says the Ritva as he quotes Van Daf Kofei, lo yatsa, lashen vinya. Of course you are, yotze. And the upshot is, there's two ways of learning up this Yerushalmi. There's two ways of understanding this Yerushalmi. There's a machlokes in the Ramban. According to the Ramban, if you carry matzah from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, you're not yotze. According to the Ritva, you are yotze. What are you going to tell me? You're not yotze. Lo yatsa, lashen vinya. Okay, exactly how that textual thing works out and how you can trust Gemara's all the way out. Okay, you have to try your best. Machlokas Mishonim, halacha l'maisa. There's a machlokas Mishonim regarding whether or not you don't say the matzah or not. New Rav Osai, what would be behind this machlokas? If he carries from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, should he be able to say or not? Appel, what's the pshat? According to Tosfos, that what?
He's still facilitating the mitzvah, then that would be us in order to Rishos HaRabim.
That's not true. He did it inside.
But you went outside.
Okay. But that didn't make it. In other words, the idea was just random. I don't think it was this. I would have thought the opposite. I mean, conceptually, right, to link it up. I don't know why you went outside. It's hot, it's cold, you were sweating inside, you were looking for him, and now, yeah, I don't know why. Ask the guy who walked outside. My job is not to figure out why he went outside. My job is to know what fell off. I think according to Tosfos, he would suggest the Avera is irrelevant to the mitzvah. It's more similar to the Asherah emotion. Only that. It doesn't impact the mitzvah because the mitzvah was easily done inside or outside, in which case, of course you're Yosef. And that's exactly how the Ritva reads the Gemara. Lo Yasa, which I think would be the Ritva Lishitasa, assuming you're in the Ritva, not the Ritva Salvich in the Hare Kadam learns it, which is what I think is by the Pshat Mitzvah. However, according to the Ramban, maybe the Ramban subscribes to the Rambam, which is what?
Once you
take in matzah from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, here comes a cute little pun. You are motzi matzah. Nothing, Josh, not even smiling. You did hotza'ah on matzah. You carried out the matzah, and if you carry out the matzah, what's the halacha? Know what? It's infused into the cheftza iser, in which case it's a problem of mitzvah b'avera. And therefore we have three nafkaminas in this little chakira.